This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to the Middle East on Sunday with hopes his meetings with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia can help bring a pause to the Israel-Gaza war, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. is trying to help broker a ceasefire deal to at least pause the fighting in Gaza. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
That gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring.
There's growing international pressure for a hostage release and ceasefire deal to avert a planned Israeli attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. President Biden, with 17 other world leaders, sent Hamas leaders a letter urging them to release the hostages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke on Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and quote-unquote reiterated his clear position on a possible invasion of the Gaza border city of Rafah, the White House said. The two leaders last spoke on April 13th after Iran launched missile and drone strikes against Israel. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister stressed the need to solve the Gaza conflict, quote, once and for all, arguing this would be in everybody's interest on Sunday.
Because that's the only way we are going to avoid, first of all, a repeat, but also we're going to avoid that the suffering that has happened on all sides happens in vain.
The foreign minister spoke during a session on rebuilding trust at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh. The session also included remarks about Ukraine's war with Russia.